This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. The Democrat majority U.S. House of Representatives is expected to vote today on a resolution calling for Vice President Mike Pence and members of President Donald Trump's cabinet to use their constitutional authority to remove President Trump from office. The measure, which is expected to pass, that's a 24-hour deadline for Pence to respond. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said in a statement Monday that the president represents an imminent threat to our Constitution, our country, and the American people, and he must be removed from office immediately. Now, neither Pence nor any cabinet member has given public indication of supporting such action involving the 25th Amendment's provision allowing for the vice president and a majority of the cabinet to declare a president unable to discharge the powers and duties of his office. Trump and Pence met late Monday at the White House for the first time since pro-Trump rioters attacked the U.S. Capitol last week. And what now about the insurrectionists, the alleged traitors who were apparently trying to violently overthrow the government of the people, by the people, and for the people? That Florida man spotted carrying a lectern belonging to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office in a widely circulated photo during the Capitol assault was released Monday on $25,000 bail. 36-year-old Adam Johnson was arrested Friday night on charges of government property theft, violent entry and disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds, and entering a restricted building without lawful authority, according to the arrest warrant. This is VOA News.